This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged G20 nations to shift from profit-driven innovation to a model that focuses on humanity, equity, and global cooperation. He said that technology should be human-centric, global, and open source. Mr. Modi noted that India's digital ecosystem follows this vision, helping the country lead the world in digital payments. The Prime Minister was addressing the third session on a fair and just future for all, critical minerals, decent work, artificial intelligence at the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg. Prime Minister Modi announced that India will host the AI Impact Summit in February 2026, themed Sarvajan Hitaye, Sarvajana Sukhaye, Welfare and Happiness for All, and invited all G20 nations to participate. Speaking at the India-Brazil-South Africa leaders meeting in Johannesburg, Prime Minister said that it is not merely a grouping of three nations, but an important platform linking three continents, three major democracies, and three major economies. Meanwhile, the 12th G20 Leaders Summit at Johannesburg concluded this evening. The theme of this year's summit was solidarity, equality, and sustainability. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Johannesburg. Both leaders agreed to further advance bilateral relations in the coming months, particularly in trade, investment, technology and innovation, energy and education. Mr. Modi said in a social media post that they also agreed to unlock the potential for deeper cooperation in defense and space sectors. He stated that there has been significant momentum in India-Canada bilateral ties since their earlier meeting held during the G7 summit hosted by Canada. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government is shattering drug cartels at unprecedented pace in the country. He said, following the top-to-bottom and bottom-to-top approach, Narcotics Control Bureau and the Delhi police teams recently seized 328 kilograms of methamphetamine worth 262 crore rupees in New Delhi and have arrested two people under Operation Crystal Fortress. This is one of the biggest catches of the day in Delhi. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal called on Prime Minister of Israel Benjamin Netanyahu at the conclusion of his three-day visit to the West Asian country yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said he updated Mr. Netanyahu on his discussions with his Israeli counterpart Neil Barkat and the successful holding of Business Forum and CEOs Forum. Mr. Goyal highlighted the signing of the terms of reference to launch free trade agreement negotiations, which will boost trade, investment, and technology cooperation. The Commerce and Industry Minister also called on the President of Israel, Isaac Herzog. Israel has struck Beirut, killing one person and injuring 21, Lebanon's health ministry said. Israel said it was aiming at Hezbollah's chief of staff. The attack comes nearly a year after a ceasefire ended their last war. The attack comes amid escalating Israeli airstrikes in southern Lebanon and mounting U.S.-Israeli pressure on Beirut to disarm the Iran-backed group. Lebanon denies Hezbollah is rearming and says it remains committed to disarming all non-state actors. Indian origin steel tycoon Lakshmi N. Mittal has decided to leave the UK as the Labour government weighs tax changes targeting the super rich. Long based in Britain and ranked the country's eighth richest person with a £15.4 billion fortune, Mittal is already a tax resident of Switzerland and is expected to spend most of his time in Dubai. India will host the Netherlands in the Davis Cup 2026 qualifiers in February, the International Tennis Federation announced yesterday. The venue for the home tie will be confirmed later. India and the Netherlands are among 27 teams in qualifiers. And that is the end of this news bulletin.